WUVTFM 90.7 Blacksburg, that station that you program into all the buttons at the car stereo display in the department store just to piss off the sales guys.
You see them on every corner, lurking, waiting to take your money for unhealthy products that can ruin your life and put you in the hospital. Fast food restaurants are everywhere. You name them, they're selling products that can make you fat and unhealthy. Products that are killing the environment and causing animal suffering on an unimaginable level. Fight it. Do yourself a favor. Try vegan. You deserve it. Our planet deserves it. The animals sure do. Vegan. Well, that's good karma. I'm Russell Simmons for PETA.
We'll be right back. the ghost of your first. Trust in the laws of parental instinct. You drinking the milk that was meant for me. Your role as Judas in this coming of age. Sacrificing childhood for growing pains. Opening the gates of innocence. Not depraved, nor am I chastised.
You already know my name. You already know my name. Left undone, my mystery. I'm left undone. This is our
everything. Thank you. We've always been really upfront about it. When people say, what are your influences, where'd you get, you know, I mean, we rip anyone off all the time. I mean, that's the nature of things. We're bound to reflect what we listen to.
Everything the Rolling Stones did, like some black guy with a guitar, some blues singer, had done it years and years before.
You just can't resist.
I hear you.
So it's a bit.
Don't hurt me, child. So it's a bit hypocritical, really, to sort of start thinking
to yourself, oh, well, we invented this and nobody else can use it. Because it's all stolen anyway.
No copies under any circumstances can be made.
Copying is a criminal act.
No copies under any circumstances can be made.
Copying is a criminal act.
No copies under any circumstances can be made.
Copying is a criminal act.
No copies under any circumstances can be made.
Copying is a criminal act.
We have to be very strict.
You know, Led Zeppelin's publishers, who we used a bit of the tunes from, they objected to it. Which is really strange because for me, Led Zeppelin always stood for, I mean, whatever the music's like, which I think's really cool. They always stood for, you know, complete disregard for all these, you know, for rules and. And they were sort of really outrageous, and there's like 8,000 million stories going around about them and what they do and what they have to do and what they do. And so it's really weird that they'll get really sort of uptight about. Some of them we got permission to use the actual songs, to use the bits of music.
Oh please.
But they were asking for like ridiculous amounts of percentage on royalties and all that sort of thing. In the end. They realised that the tone of it, they didn't like it, so they didn't want us to use it however much we paid them in royalties.
The music, man, not the money.
One or the other.
And the problem now is that this, with all this thing about suing, you know, people like Tom Waits and Lou Reed suing people.
Don't sue us.
It's all inspiration, isn't it? And, you know, from as far back as Shakespeare and that, and twisting it and making it modern and making it relevant now, and changing what it means and changing how you say it. That's art. That's the way things have to go. It's all inspiration, isn't it? And ideas. Yeah. We're paying homage, aren't we? We're not worthy.
You need to have a lawyer.
In their view, the use of music helped to popularize it.
You need
and should be thought of as contributing to the sale of records and sheet music.
You need to have a lawyer.
He warned that unless some kind of arrangement was made to pay for the music it used, there would be prosecution under the federal copyright law.
Would you like to hear your organization or business name on the radio? Then ask us about underwriting programs at WUVT. Underwriting is the best way to show thousands of your customers that you support independent, student-run radio, and they'll appreciate you for it. Call us at 540-231-9880 or stop by our business office at 350 Squire Student Center to find out how you can get on the air with WUVT.
WUVT.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Thank you. WUVT, Virginia Tech.
Sunrise with goblin eyes, I watch the coupling of the flies and the waving trees and bumblebees. I strain to amputate my knees. With cockroach cutters made of mutton, my eyes drink green as moss J buttons. I will not wake from childish dreams. I cannot bear to catch the screams. Screams of bugs impacting on windshield screams. I shave my tongue with turquoise sickle from its stub. The fishes trickle. My scunted fingers, piss-stained knuckles, clogged with blood, starter buckle, murdered turtles, mildewed moth, dead pets and gardens. I'm the boss. My My smile is wide in Caesar's side. I pull your teeth with geese and spiders. Tap these jaws in my hand. Make them jigging globs of sand. I write these words to pass the time and stay alive. To shade and shine and block out the sound of chickens' wails. Defeathering them on beds of nails.
Tell everybody what the fuck you gotta say.
Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad cause I'm brown. And not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit cause I ain't the one for a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on. And thrown in jail, we can go toe to toe in the middle of a sale. Fucking with me cause I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold and a pager. Searching my car, looking for the product. Thinking every nigga is selling narcotics. You rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in a Benzo. Be the police out of shape, and when I finish, bring the yellow tape to tape off the scene of the slaughter. Still getting swole off bread and water. I don't know if they fags or what. Search a nigga down
one out for the white cop. Ice Cube will swarm on any motherfucker in a blue uniform. Just cause I'm from the CPT, punk police are afraid of me, huh? A young nigga on the warpath, and when I finish, it's gonna be a bloodbath of cops dying in LA. Yo, Dre, I got something to say.
Ren, will you please give your testimony to the jury about this fucked up incident?
Fuck the police, and Ren said it with authority. Because the niggas on the street is a majority of gang. It's with whoever I'm stepping. And a motherfucking weapon is kept in a stash spot for the so-called law. Wishing Ren was a nigga that they never saw. Lights start flashing behind me. But they're scared of a nigga, so they mace me to blind me. But that shit don't work, I just laugh. Because it gives them a hint not to step in my path. But police, I'm saying, fuck you, punk. Read my rights and shit, it's all junk. Pulling out a silly club so you stand with a fake-ass badge and a gun in your hand. But take off the gun so you can see what's up. And we'll go at it, punk, and I'ma fuck you up. Make you think I'ma kick your ass. But drop your cat and Ren's gonna blast. I'm sneaky as fuck when it comes to crime. But I'ma smoke them now and not next time. Smoke any motherfucker that sweats me. Any asshole that threatens me. I'm a sniper with a hell of a scope. Taking out a cop or two that can't cope with me. The motherfucking villain that's mad. With potential to get bad as fuck. So I'ma turn it around. Put in my clip, yo, and this is the sound. Yeah, something like that. But it all depends on the size of the gap. Taking out a police would make my day. But a nigga like Ren don't give a fuck to say.
Fuck the police.
Stand and tell the jury how you feel about this bullshit.
I'm tired of the motherfucking jacking. Sweating my gang while I'm chilling in the shack and shining the light in my face. And for what? Maybe it's because I kick so much, but I kick ass. Or maybe because I blast on a stupid ass nigga when I'm playing with the trigger of an Uzi or an AK. Because the police always got